I'm Shanti. Good morning. My topic is spiritual maturity. So, first we can see what is maturity, first of all. So, what is maturity? Maturity is that ongoing process from the childhood to throughout our life. So, here we can learn many things, how to speak, how to learn, how to act in our social gatherings, and also in the intellectual level also, how to we have to think about like that. So maturity is of different types. Social maturity will be there, physical maturity will be there, intellectual level, and lastly it comes to the spiritual maturity. Who are spiritually mature? So that persons will be having some of the qualities or some of the powers they are having, like they are having power of tolerance, power of silence, power of patience, or they are very contented whatever they are having with them. They are not usually complaining what is not with the, with them. So they are free from the waste, silly thoughts. And they are having the balance in the service and remembrance. They take up the things with courage, and they are usually initiators, having the knowledge and effect of the time and on which they it is going to affect. So they think thrice before speak or act anything. And they are more introverted than extroverted. Like see the self, checking, changing, and they are usually detached observer. What is whatever going on, so they will be detached observer, and they do not intervene or interrupt others. If anyone, any people are talking anything, means they usually don't intervene them. So they just walk away. And spiritual matured person usually having the best quality, that is they let go. They don't involve in the things usually. They will just let go. So maturity, it does not mean age, ongoing age. It means sensitivity, manners, and how do you react. Maturity is a phase that is of a social change through the ideas exchange. Maturity means understanding the reactions of actions of own and others too. And it is learning to walk away from people and situations that usually threatens their peace of mind. Some of the quotes are there. That is, maturity is when you have the power to destroy someone who did wrong with you, but you just breathe and walk away and let the life take care of them. It is the product of growing. It's not a product of growing older, but it's a product of growing wiser. Who is wise now? That they are having the wisdom. They only having the wisdom. So how to develop the spiritual maturity? There are four things are there. A desire to grow. First, we should having the desire to grow or to know the things. So we will never grow unless we want to grow. And secondly, we must maintain this desire to grow. That desire should be on the growing process. And second one, nourishment. We need the spiritual food from the God's word, that is knowledge, Murli. To get this, we must study the Murlis in depth and meditate on God's words. Whatever the God's teachings are there, we have to meditate each and everything. Third one, exercise and practice or experimentation. And fourth one, time and patience. Don't expect to reach your goal overnight. It takes some time. So do not become discouraged by the mistakes and up downs. So keep on trying, learning the things. Spiritual maturity is not reached by passing the years, but by obedience to the will of God. Spiritual matured person cannot blame anyone else for our actions neither the persons nor the God, and even nor the drama also. So pathway to the spiritual maturity, love your God, the spiritual father, with all your heart and mind and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, like how we love ourselves, like that only we have to love everyone, each and everyone. See the forgiveness from the God, seek forgiveness from the God for all the wrongs you did. Seek the guidance from the God, read, study and meditate on God's word. So spiritual maturity is not just what you believe, it is evident by how you behave. It is the ability to distinguish and apply spiritual wisdom, a proper understanding of trial, tests and temptations, a careful use and control of our tongue. Who is spiritually matured, or even though generally who is matured, they will having the power to control their tongue, how to speak, and with someone how to behave, they know. And spiritual matured move out of their comfort zone. They are usually take up the challenges with courage. Is becoming less self-conscious but more God-conscious. Through spiritual maturity, you will see new things, new ways to avoid unnecessary sufferings and wiser ways to face the unavoidable situations. They will accept the situations which is not able to change them. And they will see the opportunities to turn your pain into lessons of service and healing for others. Seven characteristics of spiritual maturity. Recognizes the difference between the right and wrong, then does what is right, not easily influenced by false teaching. So grounded in the truth of God's word, quickly recognizes falsehood. Third, rooted in God's love. Our words and actions flow from the God to everyone. Service, a vital connection with the Baba Service Center. They will have the connection with the Baba Center. Lives with an eternal perspective. That is, their point of view will be eternal, not in a physical point. They know this life is a temporary, so they strive to continual spiritual growth. And they are having this tongue control. If you having good control of speech, then you are on a path of maturity. And lastly, reflects God's character to the world. They are becoming the role model in front of everyone.